Hello, how is everybody today? Good, my name is Christian. I'm new to this podcast thing, so give me a chance. Love what I gotta say. You don't, that's okay. It's America, it's your opinions, whatever. I'm gonna post this on my Facebook or an email. You can email me or Facebook me. I'll tell you in a little while. So, I have a little story for you. About a last year or so back, I have a friend of mine who was a paranormal investigator. Met my buddy. It was a weekend we went up. He's like, dude, like, come and just meet my crew and I will go to the investigation in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I said, cool. So, and it's at the Red Room Museum in Altoona. Apparently, they're having paranormal activity happening up there, like, every day. So, when they're closing, let's say the workers leave to close the shop for the day, they would go and see, like, just little shadow figures, they heard noises, someone was pushed down some steps, someone was scratched, all kinds of claims, all kinds of stuff was happening, these workers, and claims were happening, too. So, my buddy and his team were concerned about what was happening with the workers up there, so they did, like, a overnight lockdown. So, we went Friday evening. We left here at 5 o'clock from Philly, rather about 9 o'clock at night. So it's a good four-hour drive. So around 8 o'clock, right there by 8 o'clock, because some traffic on the way up there. So let's say 9 o'clock. Say that. Of course, put stops along the way. So we get there by 9 o'clock, check in the hotel, and then we unpacked our stuff, met up with his coworkers and his team. Nice people, awesome people to work with. Have to work with them in the future. But yeah, so we went up there, and as soon as that happened, and a lot of stuff was happening up there. So the first time we walked in, we started hearing, somebody saw, one of the workers said that they saw a shadow figure. So we went in right away and then started an investigation. Like, all right, we set up equipment real fast, set up all the nice still cameras in each room. Of course, they had night vision on them. There's two cameras in a room, a night vision and a thermal imaging camera. So both two different separate cameras in each room. So we go there, they do that, and then stuff started happening. It was like, it was kind of like poltergeist activity. So pretty much was like, it was visual / poltergeistish because it kept happening over and over and over again. See, it's crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy stuff is happening. And it was interesting too because I learned a lot during investigation that I would normally do something I want to try on bucket list. So we get there, and the first hour before we start investigation, we get a tour of the museum. We're going to be where the hotspots are, where the claims were, and stuff like that. Hotspots are like, where was the main activity at or each room? That's pretty much hotspots are. We use the paranormal world as hotspots. So we go in there, and we do our thing, and we start doing investigation. As soon as we started hearing voices. We heard, like, stuff moving around. We heard equipment going, like machine shop kind of equipment going. We heard like a bandsaw going. We heard hammers going. We heard all kinds of stuff going. So like, all right, so we definitely know it's activity here, because it's showing us that they're here. Giving us a sound that they're here. We know that we're gonna see something or catch something or hear something. So we definitely did. In one of the rooms, we called it a white orb. Now normally an orb is meaning spirits nearby. Using energy, pretty much they use our energy to manifest themselves. So pretty much we give off EMF. Pretty much you give off electronic phenomena. It's like we give off you know, electrical pulses like our body does. It's kind of like a shark. You know how a shark reads EMF? Well, we're kind of like that to the ghosts. They read our body temperatures and they can see us. So they use our energy to manifest themselves, which is weird, but that's what they do. So anyway, we go in the room, we heard voices, it was cool, but then, like, before the investigation was over, one of the workers got scratched by something, they don't know what, but there's three claw marks down their back. We're like, are you okay? Dude, like, nah, man, it stings, like, it burns and stings, he was saying. And so we see these giant three red clone marks down his back. I was like, well, man, I'm scared out of my mind. I didn't know what else to do, how to react to the situation. I was like, damn, dude, you all right? He's like, yeah, I'm good. Just it burns a lot. I was like, dude, I know. It looks like someone, like, took, like, an iron to, like, your back and put, like, I mean, it was crazy. I'm like, dude, like, this is crazy. And it's like, that's the craziest claim we've gotten so far. I've seen so far in paranormal world. I mean, like, usually you get some crazier claims, but that was one of them I never seen before in real life. But on shows, yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty much crazy. It was cool. It was cool to see, and it was cool to do. When I did got scratched, I was, like, scared, like, oh, like, who's next? Like, who's gonna be scratched next? Me? My buddy? Who else is getting scratched next? Was it my coworkers? I'm like, oh, crap. This ghost be pissed at us for coming into his environment or his home, pretty much. I'm like, crap. So we got a spirit after us. Well, they're pissed, you know. Who's next? Who's next to get scratched or, you know, hurt? Who's next to get injured? Or who's next, you know, something like that. They can push us down some stairs. They can, you know, throw something at us. It can, you know, you piss the spirit off, something can happen to you. So, yeah, so don't ever do that. But anyway, we did this just to see what was happening. I did it with my buddy. Like, it'd be cool. But you know what? I actually had a good time. I enjoyed it. Pretty much fun. Yeah, it was a good time. Good time, yeah. It was an awesome time. So, I'll post on my Facebook or email me at cshannon445@gmail.com. Again, at cshannon445@gmail.com. Tell me if you like this podcast or not. All right. Thank you all for listening and hope to hear from you in the near future. Thank you. Have a good day or night, wherever you're from.